Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Archer and his dog, Peanut, loved to hike through the woods. They would pick a trail and follow it for hours, exploring the wilderness, seeing all kinds of plants and critters along the way. Do you like to go on hiking trails? Oh, I love it so much! To be underneath those ginormous trees and to be in the peace and quiet where you can hear the wind and the birds talking. Ooh, yes, that is a very special place, but the trail that these two friends walked down is holding something pretty magical down there. One day, as Archer and Peanut headed towards their favorite trail, something was different. Huh, that's odd. What happened to the entrance to our trail, Peanut? Peanut the dog was sniffing around just as confused as Archer. Where there was normally one trailhead, there were now two. Archer peered down each one, but he couldn't tell the difference. Peanut went back and forth between the two, sniffing his little nose. I don't know, Peanut. Can you tell? Archer asked his trusty canine companion. Ruff, ruff, Peanut responded in front of the trail on the left. Archer took that as an answer that Peanut must know what he's doing. The two headed off down the trail together. The trail looked much like their normal one, but it's hard to tell one dirt path from another. But the two strolled along happily, enjoying the peaceful sounds of the forest. They listened to the wind blow between the trees. The animals chittering in the branches, the singing of the black bear sitting on the log ahead. Wait, what? Shouted a startled Archer when he realized that he was witnessing a singing bear. He grabbed Peanut's collar and to stop him when the bear saw them too.
Hello there! How lovely is it to see you today? I am the Wish Bear, here to grant you any snack your heart or tummy desires,
said the bear with a big grin on his face.
Wishes? Snacks? Repeated Archer.
He didn't know what to say, but Peanut did.
Ruff! Ruff, ruff, ruff,
barked Peanut, wagging his tail. The bear beamed at Peanut.
That is a great request.
And then with a great poof, the bear disappeared, leaving a pile of bacon on the log in his place?
Ow!
Peanut howled happily. He trotted over and slurped up all the bacon in one bite.
Let's keep walking, Archer said to Peanut, still trying to process what just happened.
Archer and Peanut continued to walk on the trail, passing through thick trees and walking beside a river.
There's no river on our normal path, Archer said to Peanut. Or wish bears. This is strange.
But the two pals continued walking, curious what else they might find. Have you ever seen a wish bear before in the middle of a forest?
I definitely have not met the wish bear before. Archer was on the lookout for more bears on logs. You know, the kind that can make bacon magically appear. When he heard a voice squeak from the ground below.
Hey, watch where you're stepping.
Archer and Peanut froze and looked down. There was a worm wiggling in the dirt below them. Not really believing what he was hearing, Archer picked up the worm and asked, are you going to grant us a wish too? The worm wiggled, but didn't say anything. Above them, a bird swooped down. It landed right on Peanut's head.
No, but I will if you give me my lunch back. I'm the Wish Warbler, here to grant you any ability your heart desires.
Abilities? Replied Archer. Like being able to breathe underwater?
Exactly. Two sets of gills coming up, said the bird.
Archer tried to stop the Wish Warbler. He hadn't had more time to think it through yet. It was too late. The bird warbled his magic song and gills sprouted out of their necks.
I don't normally grant two wishes, but you'll need these too, the bird added,
as long fins appeared on their backs. And the bird poofed away, just like the bear did.
And Archer and Peanut were lifted by a magical breeze that plopped them into the river. They both landed with a splash. Peanut dove underwater immediately and disappeared from Archer's sight.
Peanut, wait!
Archer stuck his head underwater and saw Peanut swimming around, using his gills and fins like he'd been a dogfish his whole life. That's incredible. Archer dove under and followed Peanut. His gills and fins knew exactly what to do.
Woo!
Archer shouted, but it came out as a bubble, bubble, bubble. Peanut had the underwater zoomies and zipped all around Archer. Seeing his pup so happy made Archer happy too. He began swimming after Peanut up and down the river. They had swam really far from where they first plopped in and were getting tired.
Phew, swimming is hard work. I don't know how fish do it all day long,
Archer said to his dog Peanut. They were done being a boyfish and a dogfish. They were ready to breathe air and have only legs again. They watched the fish go by. Schools of gray fish and long green fish swam back and forth. They all started to look the same to Archer until he spotted something big and shiny headed their way. It had gold, shimmering scales all over, with rainbow stripes down its side. It was the biggest and prettiest fish they had ever seen.
Hi there. I thought I'd find you here, bubbled the fish. I'm the Wish Fish, and I'm here to grant your final wish. Blub, blub.
Archer didn't even need to think.
We wish to stop being fish.
The fish nodded the best a fish could. The water around them began to swirl and moved Archer and Peanut up and out of the river as they splashed onto the grass of the shore. No longer with fins on their back or gills on their necks.
Oh, where are we?
Archer asked Peanut. This was not where they had entered the river.
Ruff,
was Peanut's response as he ran ahead of Archer wagging his tail.
What you got there, Peanut?
Archer walked over to see what had Peanut all excited. Was it another wish animal?
Archer hoped not. He was pretty wished out.
He patted Peanut on the head and looked around for a trail, but he didn't see any. He did see what Peanut was barking at, though. A trail of M&Ms went from their spot by the river to the trees. Archer and Peanut followed it through the forest until it led back to a trail, where the Wish Bear was waiting for them.
Hello again. I thought you might need some snacks to help you find your way back.
The Wish Bear winked and then poofed
again, leaving a bag of candy for Archer and a pile of bones for Peanut. Wow. The two pals happily munched their snacks on their way back to the trailhead and eventually back home. Wow! What an amazing adventure! I need to figure out where that trail is. How about you? What would you wish for if you met the Wish Bear, or the Wish Fish, or the Wish Warbler? I'm gonna keep thinking about it, and you should too. That is the end of today's adventure. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts!
I want to say hey to Avalyn from Michigan, Emily and Ethan from New York, Gage from Nashville, Tennessee, Heather from Tennessee, Levi from Connecticut, Kayla from Japan, and Cruz and Axel from Pennsylvania. Oh, and hey Hudson from Australia. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family. We could not have this much fun with imagination without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!